Well, good morning. It's certainly been cold the last few days, and I trust that you will be wrapped up warm as you listen to this. And if you're able to be at church, then it'll be great to see you there as well. Let's have a word of prayer as we commit our time together. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the way in which you do make yourself known to us. And we thank you for the way in which you revealed yourself to Gideon. And Lord, help us to learn how we can also understand your purposes and plans in our lives. We pray that for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'll read a few verses out of Judges chapter 6, verses 34 through to the end of the chapter. It says, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Abiezrites to follow him. He sent messages throughout Manasseh, calling them to arms and also to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali. So they too went up to meet him. Gideon said to God, 'If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, look, I'll place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the dry is ground, all the ground is dry, I should say, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said.' And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out of the dew a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, 'Don't be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time, make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew.' That night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry. All the ground was covered with dew." Well, as we work through the book of Judges, recording our series, when a nation turns their back on God, and well, one of the reasons a nation turns their back on God is they don't understand the will and the purposes of God. Over the last 2 weeks, as we've been looking at the life of Gideon, we were reminded of the kind of person God uses to save a nation blinded by sin. And in the first week, we looked at the characteristics of a nation blinded by sin. And last week, we looked at the kind of person God actually uses to save that nation blinded by sin. And that person, of course, is in the person of Gideon. So today I want to look at the will of God. Gideon is often criticized for his apparent lack of faith in wanting God to verify his instructions to him using different tests that Gideon presents to God. Of course, the most famous of these is in this one that we read as part of our Bible text. What can we learn about the will of God from this and other places in the Bible? Folk, the matter of the will of God is a crucial one. It was very important for Jesus. He often spoke about what God wanted and willed. He said in Luke 22, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." The book of Gospel of John is full of references to the will of God. In John 4:21, Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem." In further on in that chapter, in verse 34, Jesus said, "My will," or my food, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." In chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus said, spoke to the people, and he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of light." Chapter 9, verse 39, Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." In chapter 14, verses 23 and 24, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him and will come to him and make his home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. Those words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." But the crucial, one of the crucial passages in chapter 6, verse 37 to 40. All that the Father gives me will come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. For this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Friends, God's will, Christ's will, is crucial to him. So what can we learn about God's will in this passage? First of all, God's will can be known. It says in verse 34, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. The book of Hebrews and Romans are very clear that God has revealed himself to us. In Romans, we read about what theologians call is general revelation. The reason why people will be held accountable to God is found in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. It says, the wrath of God has been revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Why? This is the reason. For what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what was made, so that men are without excuse. General revelation. Everybody, friends, can see that there's a God who's in creation. But in Hebrews, we read about what theologians call his special revelation. God has revealed himself in a specific ways. This is what Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken by his Son, whom he appointed all heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. Friends, Jesus is God's final revelation. We need to know nothing more about God than knowing Jesus. Everything we need to know about God has been revealed. Friend, God's will can be known. You don't need to walk around in darkness. God's made it very clear to us. He's made it clear in creation. He's made it clear through the prophets. And most importantly of all, he's made it clear through Christ, who Gideon met as well, because the angel of the Lord that Gideon met was a pre-incarnational manifestation of Jesus. Quite a long word, but just basically saying an appearance of Jesus on earth before he came as a man. Number two, God's will can be known for specific situations. Gideon says in verse 30, the Bible says in verse 36, Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised. Friends, that's very specific. Gideon had heard God was going to save Israel through him. He had every excuse in the book not to believe that. But friends, God's will had been revealed very specifically about this particular thing. Right throughout the Bible, we have examples of God directing his people to do specific things. Well, let me just give you a few examples. Genesis chapter 6. God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So, make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it, coated with a pitch outside and inside. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Divide those numbers by 3 if you want it in meters. God gives very specific instructions to Noah. A little bit further on, in chapter 12, the Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to a land I will show you. I'll make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I'll make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Very, very specific. Leave it all. Go to a place I'm going to show you. Genesis 31. The angel of the Lord said to me in a dream, "Jacob." And I answered him. Exodus chapter 3. When the Lord saw that he had gone to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." Moses said, "Here I am." "Don't come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then he tells him, "Go and save the Israelites." Friends, God has a plan and a purpose for each one of us. Each one of us is unique in God's vision for his kingdom. God's got a plan for us, friends. Just like he did for Gideon. Gideon was a nobody. Yet God had a plan for him. Even Abraham was a nobody. He didn't have any children. Yet God told him he was going to save the world through him. And he didn't even have a child at that point in time. So, friends, God's plan can be known for situations. The question is, are we open to discover what's God's plan for each of us? There are things God expects of all of us, like witnessing. But there are specific goals we need to discover as we go through life. I can tell you what that is. I can give you generally a good idea. But friends, each of us needs to be asking ourselves the question on a regular basis, what is it that God wants me to be doing specifically? Thirdly, God is patient and gracious in dealing with those who want to know his will. We read about it. This is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day, squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. And then he says, "Now, Lord, I want the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew." As I mentioned in my introduction, friends, many scholars believe that Gideon had a very weak faith by requesting God for different signs as he did. However, rather than criticizing Gideon, I believe Gideon's requests were not a lack of faith in God's ability, but rather a lack of faith in his own capacity. You see, friends, sometimes the will of God can appear so daunting that we wonder whether it is truly the will of God for us, or whether we will be able to handle or have the ability to complete the task God may be calling us to do. Friends, even Jesus requested an alternate way. On the Mount of Olives in Luke chapter 22, it says this, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching it, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." Then he drew about a stone's throw away, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me." Friends, sometimes we can be overwhelmed by the will of God. We may not understand it. And so we ask God, "Lord, is this really the case?" The Apostle Paul was something similar. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says, to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing great revelations that were given to me, a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me, 3 times I pleaded with God to take it away from me. Sometimes, friends, we don't always understand the will of God. Sometimes we can be a little bit overwhelmed by it. And I'm sure Gideon, friends, was merely overwhelmed by the massive responsibility that was on him. And so, friends, God is gracious. I believe God would rather move forward with confident, triumphant faith than uncertain and weak faith. God is gracious, friends, and will meet you at the point of your faith. If you're uncertain, friends, God will respond at the level at which you are at until you can get to the point where you can move forward. Not everybody has the great faith that some of the men of God have had, the women of God have had. Some of our faith is rather weak and shaky. But friends, we plod on. We move on. Because God's gracious with us. He knows He is dealing just with fallible human beings. So, if you need to have your faith tested, if you need to ask God to help you understand, to be sure that this is what God wants of you, go for it, friends. God's not threatened by that in any way. Fourthly, God's will can be known by a variety of different means. There are a number of different methods mentioned in the story that we have before us. Friends, the reality is, let's just look at a few of them. Verse 11, God reveals his will by an angel. It says, an angel of the Lord came and sat down by the oak. Friends, we need to understand there are angels around us, even at this point in time. We may not recognize them or understand how they work or what their purpose is, but friends, God is working through angels. He works through revelation. He reveals himself. Gideon replies in verse 13, if the Lord is with us, why has this happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? See, friends, Gideon was quoting the Bible. That's what he was. He's saying, come on, Lord, this is the way you worked in the past. Why can't you work like this in the future? And sometimes we go to the Bible and we can ask God, Lord, we see you've done this, but what's happening? How do we move around? Third experience we have in this text is by direct command. Verse 16 says, the Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites. Friends, sometimes God has to give us a little clout along the ear, or doesn't he? Just to wake us up, to remind us who he is. Gideon discovered the will of God through worship, as he recognized that God was moving. He builds an altar, says, oh Lord, you're my peace. He didn't have peace up until that point in time, but now he did. God, friends, reveals his purposes by the Holy Spirit. Verse 34, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Sometimes he uses signs. Verse 37, look, I'll place the fleece, wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there's dew on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand. Now, I've included in this message a little pamphlet about knowing the will of God. And in that little pamphlet, there are 24 different steps that you need to consider as you are discovering the will of God. And I'd encourage you, if you're serious about the will of God, to read this little pamphlet and to perhaps keep a copy of it on your phone or in your Bible, just that you're able to refer to it as you discovering the plan of God. It's not an exhaustive, but friends, it's a good starting point in our own discovery of God working in us. God's will, friends, can be known by various means, and there are a number of them. 24 are mentioned in that verse, in that little pamphlet. I encourage you to read through them as you seek to know God's purpose and plans. But one final thing, friends. The key to God's will is not whether it can be known, but rather whether it is done when it is known. Friends, we know what the will of God is. God's revealed it in so many ways. The question, friends, are we doing what we know to be God's will? Don't fret about what you don't know, but do what you do know. Gideon, friends, gives us a wonderful example. In the next chapter, chapter 7, I'm going to read some of the first 7 verses. I want to just remind us how Gideon responded. It says this: early in the morning, Gideon and all the men camped at the spring of Herod. The Lord said to him, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into your hand, in order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her. Announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilgal." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. So basically it's saying initially the army was 32,000 people. Then verse 4, the Lord said to Gideon, "There's still too many men. Take them down to the water and I'll sift them out for you there. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say this one won't go with you, he won't go." So Gideon took the men to the water. There the Lord told them, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink." 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths, while the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 the men that lapped, I will save you and the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other go, each to his own place." You see, friends, God had revealed to Gideon that he was going to save the people through him. So he reduces the army. He reduces the army from 32,000 to 300. Friends, that's less than 1%. In fact, it's 0.9375% of the original number. 1%. Friends, 300 men, it's not exactly big. It's a little, just a blip of what you need to fight in those days. But friends, when they get to this point, it's getting to the same point as Jesus, who said, "Not my will, but thine be done." That was Gideon's lesson to us and Christ's lesson to us, friends. The key to God's will is not whether it can be known, but whether it is done when it is known. And that's the crucial thing about the will of God in this passage, friends. God wants you to discover and do his will. It can be known, friend. You can know God's will. But the key to it begins with this. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Friend, you cannot know the will of God until you have a relationship with God. You can't do God's will until you know Him and His plans. It begins with surrendering your own will and saying, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Friends, you can know God's will, but you need to be willing to always say, not my will, but thine be done. Because friends, when that happens, then God can get the glory. If we try and do things in our own strength, we'll get the glory. But when we do them in God's strength, He gets the glory. So discover God's will. It's exciting to know what God's will is, friends. God wants you to know His will. And I trust that you will seek it. But friends, you'll never find it until God's Spirit comes to rest on you as you accept Him as His Lord, as your Lord. In Jesus' name I pray that. Father, thank you that your will can be known. I pray that you would reveal through us the purposes and plans that you have for us and through us. But Lord, for those who don't really know you, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit on them, that they may have a deep, intimate relationship with you. And in doing that, Lord, they'll be able to give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray that. Amen. Our friends, go out this week. Discover the will of God, and you will be encouraged in many ways. Lord bless you. Amen.